It's the dry bean scene. The dry bean scene is sponsored in part by SRS Commodities and Heads Up Crop Protectants. Our guest this week is North Harvest Bean Growers Association President Eric Jorgensen. Eric, how's this crop looking here so far as we approach harvest, and has the weather been affecting things much?
The crop looks good. What isn't drown out. It's coming around, getting closer to harvest. We haven't done any kind of harvesting on the dry beans yet, but they're starting to turn and starting to dry down on their own. We've received a lot of rain lately. It's been tough going for the wheat harvest, that's for sure. There is a fair amount of drown out on some of the lower land. Some of the higher ground isn't as bad, of course. The crop that's there, though, looks real good.
With all the rain and moisture, when do you anticipate harvest to begin?
It'll be in a couple of weeks before we see any real, harvesting going on. A lot of the crop went in later because of the rain delays in the spring, and now we've had, recent rains, too, that has kind of prolonged it.
What else do you guys have going on at the bean growers?
It's been a good year for us on the bean growers. We've made some good accomplishments and done some very good things. I believe will be good for the grower. We have this trade mission coming up in September. It'll be very good to get those people here and show them around and show them what good crop and good beans that we grow here in the North Harvest region. It's a World Trade Mission that they have, and it happens to be that it's coming to this area. Now it goes around the world, and we're actually hosting it this year.
This update brought to you by BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. It's the dry bean scene.